Residents here will remember the fatal landslide in 2009 that killed three people living in a home below an irrigation canal which hugged a steep hillside in Logan.
911, what's that, a severe emergency?
Yeah, there was a mudslide or something on Canyon Road.
Okay, is anybody hurt?
I don't know. There's a shed wiped out. I don't think so. Was anybody in there?
The tragedy prompted a total reconstruction of the canal system and sparked controversy across Cache County. Engineers have now completely rebuilt much of the canal system, enclosing portions of it in concrete culverts and pipes. It's been a 3-year process to reconfigure the canals, meaning shareholders and farmers along the waterways have gone without water.
Those canals are our lifeblood.
That's Keith Mickle, a spokesman for canal users.
Our shareholders have suffered for over 3 years, receiving 30% less income based on the water they've received. Last year was a drought year, and it was tough on them. And it was heartbreaking and heart-wrenching as a representative of those shareholders to look at their ground and see that hay burning, see their grain burning, and imagine how they were going to hold 5-generation farms into the next generation.
Combined, the two canals irrigate 12,000 acres of land and supply culinary water to roughly 2/3 of Cache Valley residents. Dave Brown of the Natural Resource Conservation Service says the new improvements to the canals will save 7,400 acre-feet of water per year. Brown says the new system also improves natural flow in the Logan River during summer months and says the project came in both under budget and ahead of schedule. John Mickle, president of the Logan and Northern Canal Company, says the improved water system will affect generations of residents to come.
Logan City is affected. Their culinary water is affected by the canal flow, what it's able to deliver, as well as Hyde Park and Smithfield is heavily impacted. And in the future, this valley, the delivery of this water as population increases is going to become even more critical.
Work isn't completely finished yet. It will take months to restore landscaping around the new waterways, which residents say is now forever changed since the canal is no longer exposed. You can learn more about this story and see a gallery of images on our website, upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.